today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us. Because today we're going to speak about the behavior and social interaction of a believer.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So pleasing you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Monday, is the 24th of Jamadil Awal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of December, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we listen to chapter Al-Furqan, verse 67, and then we listen to an important point of it.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. والذين إذا أنفقوا لم يسرفوا ولم يقتروا وكان بين ذلك قواما.
And they are those who, when they spend, do so not excessively or sparingly, but are ever between that justly moderate.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Imam Reza, peace be upon him, announced that moderate prodigality and expenditure is the famous criterion that is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah number 2, verse 236. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, in a tradition said, to spend for the sake of the falsehood is extravagance, though it is a little, and to be stingy in the path of the truth is thrifty and frugal. In this holy verse, the fifth attribute of the servants of the beneficent, which is moderation and avoiding any excess and defect in jobs and affairs, especially the issue of almsgiving, is mentioned.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in life, a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
We're gonna speak about the behavior and social interaction of a believer. In an emphatic hadith, the Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him, and his family stated, I have been sent only for the purpose of perfecting good morals. In this hadith, the Prophet has clearly stated that one of the important aspects of his being sent as a prophet was to show what the good morals, behavior, and manners are. This is a clear sign that behavior and manners clearly fall within the scope of the teachings of Islam. A Muslim cannot escape this fact, and he must adjust his behavior accordingly. The Prophet of Islam said, "I'm a guarantor of a house in the highest part of paradise for the one who makes his behavior good." This hadith clearly shows the reward for improving and perfecting one's behavior.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic of our discussion today is about the code of conduct for a Muslim. We have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created man dear and never allowed him to be humiliated by others. Allah doesn't want this personality to get humiliated. But this attribute is very important for the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, the Shias, according to the guidance of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. He says that they should never humiliate themselves, but should avoid humiliating and humiliating actions. And Imam says very beautifully that even if he, that is a follower of us, is hungry, our Shias do not howl like dogs and not covet like crows. They never reach out to our enemies, even if they die of hunger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, also considers indulgence in humiliating actions as one of the attributes of hypocrites and considers honor to be unique to His essence. Allah says that, "Give glad tidings to the hypocrites that a painful punishment awaits them. Those who choose unbelievers as their friends instead of believers, do they seek honor from them, even though all honor belongs to God?" Among other traits and characteristics that one can actually enumerate for a follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt is asceticism and simple life and living simply. And again, we can talk about the next feature that we can also have some say on that is the efforts to bring reforms to the society or to every issue or affair that they are involved.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Dear brothers and sisters, among Muslim code of behavior, we reach to seeking feedback about ourselves. When was the last time we ask our spouse, our children, our parents, or friends if they had any complaints about our behavior? This is one thing that many of us do not like to do. We fear asking for feedback about our behavior because we do not want to see ourselves as less than perfect. Many times we are blinded to our own faults. And when someone tries to point it out to us, we may go on the defensive. It may not be a bitter pill to swallow if someone has something negative to say about your behavior, but it will give you a chance to reflect sincerely and see if you need to change something about yourself. If they are truthful in their assessment of you, then it's good for you because then you can change and improve your behavior as a Muslim. If you sincerely think that their assessment of your behavior is wrong, then maybe there is a need to have a conversation with them so that they can understand why you do the things that you do.
Oh, 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 oh.
We're speaking about the behavior and social interaction of a believer, yes? So now let's look at charity as one of the social behaviors. Giving and caring for others is an elemental characteristic of Islamic behavior. Indeed, everything around us is a manifestation of giving. The sun has provided light and heat for millions of years and continues to do so, for without it, life on earth will not be possible. Forests provided the oxygen that sustains us in addition to the material with which to produce millions of publications that educate and inform us. Our heart beat to supply life-sustaining blood to our other organs. All these manifestations demonstrate the significance of giving. The Quran and Hadith describes the concept of charity as follows. Those who spend their wealth in the way of Allah are like grasses with seven ears, each with 100 grains. Truly, Allah gives manifold increase to whomever He wills. The Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 261.
لا فضل لعربي على أعجمي. How many times the Prophet addressed this in that racist society of Arabia? The most racist tribe was Quraysh, the tribe of the Prophet. Quraysh, very racist, very arrogant, متكبر, مغرور, self-conceited. The Prophet kept telling them, there is no preference for you over others. Just because you are Arabs, that does not mean you are better than others. إِلَّا بِالتَّقْوَى. Only through the channel of more responsibility and more righteousness and more faith and more commitment. So they refused. They came and they said to the Prophet, we are ready to support you and help you, provided that you kick those poor people around you. Kick them away. Fire them. And this is in two chapters in the Quran, Surah Al-An'am and Surah Al-Kahf. وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. God kept reminding the Prophet, oh, the Prophet, don't listen to their intimidation. They are blackmailing you. They are intimidating you. Never listen to Quraysh, to those arrogant people. وَلَا تَطْرُدِ. Do not kick away those people. الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ. Poor people were around the Prophet. Someone like Bilal al-Habashi, Salman al-Farisi, Salman al-Muhammadi, Abu Dhar al-Ghifari, and others. They were surrounding the Prophet. Those Arabs, the arrogants, they said, we are rich. We are not going to stand in one line next to someone who is poor. I'm a rich person. I'm a celebrity. Do you want me to sit next to someone who has nothing, who has no food to eat? Unless you kick them, tatrud, then we're going to support you. But God said to him, no. وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. Those true people who call upon their Lord. بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. In the morning and in the evening, seeking their God's countenance. Do not kick them. Do not sack those people. Keep them there. تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. O Prophet, those rich people, they provide you with the zina, with the attraction, with the power, with the influence of only this lower life. But they have nothing in that life. So don't listen to them. Don't let them intimidate you. Resist. Say no. Those people are loyal people. And there is no class system.
That was all from today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.